You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live from the Right Side studios. Local, state, national, all the issues. Solid, conservative, and like the dude just said, we are just plain right. Hey, I'm glad you guys are with us. It is Friday. We like to say Fri-yay around here. Copper's running that board. Hey, Miss Copper, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy Fri-yay to you.
Happy Fri-yay to you. And Boomer's right here in the studio, the Right Side studio. How you doing, bud?
Happy Fri-yay.
Happy Fri-yay. There it is. All right, listen, we got a great show planned. I mean, we got stuff that I'm pretty excited about. We got a triple dipper, but we got callers coming in that we already know kind of where they're headed, and I'm interested to hear the topics they bring to bear. So, Copper, you get the triple dipper sound effect ready. I'm just going to tell you folks, at 3 o'clock, Angela McClure, she is running for the school board in the Huntsville area. She's got some pretty interesting things to say about an email she got indicating some, you know, pretty serious wokeness going on in Huntsville City Schools. So we'll talk to her about that. It'll be a perfect segue off the segment that I'm going to do first. But that's at 3 o'clock, Angela McClure, a candidate for school board. At 3:30, he's been on the show multiple times. Those of you in Birmingham that are new to us, Brian Taylor, friend of mine, former state senator, advisor to two governors, a JAG officer with duty in Iraq. He's also, by the way, a personal friend. He just happens to be the attorney in the private practice who is handling the election challenge for House District 2. Isn't that over? I don't know. Interesting new developments. We'll talk to Brian Taylor about whether or not one of our House races may still be facing a challenge yet to go. All right, there's that. And then we still have a triple dipper on top of it all. Good night, Copper. Hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know that we're going to run the show on today. Number one, I'm just calling it, they want our kids. They do. They want our kids. Liberals want our kids. They know if they can get to our kids, they can build the next generation of liberal progressives. And I'm just here to say no, but basically I got to give you some impact points on where this is happening, not the least of which is in our schools. So, yeah, there's some things going on right now. It is not, by the way, it is not just hyperbole. It's real. We're using their statements. I got research here to show you what's what. Number one on the triple dipper, they want our kids. Number two, kind of keeping with the theme of schools, let me just go down this road. Are armed schools safe schools? It's a question worth asking. Are armed schools, like armed with weapons, are armed schools safe schools? Well, between SROs and Alabama's Sentry program and things that are happening otherwise nationwide, you might even be interested to know there's one school system here in Alabama thinking about creating its own police force. So are armed schools safe schools? I'd love to get your input on that, too. We'll talk about that as number two on the triple dipper. Number three, I didn't get to it the last 2 days, but it's not like you and I don't feel it, Bama Bidenomics. We're going to talk about Bama Bidenomics. How are Alabamians faring in the big picture under Biden's economy? So yeah, Bama Bidenomics, number three on the triple dipper. But you know the deal. Every single day I start with my own comments. We call it the Right Side Way. So let me just tell you, the other day I saw a picture on social media, and it was one of thousands that were in my feed that day, but it stuck with me, you know? It was a picture of a guy, just a normal-looking guy, holding up a sign. In a minute, I'll tell you what that sign said, but for now, I got to tell you, it got me thinking in a big way. And somewhere in those meditations and ruminations, I remembered a movie. Okay, you ready? 1982. Yeah, I just dated myself, but there you go. 1982, the movie that was the ultimate date movie at that time was An Officer and a Gentleman. And it had plenty of romance for date night aspects, but it also had plenty of fights and military jargon to make all the guys happy enough. And it was actually really good. It starred Richard Gere, Deborah Winger, and Louis Gossett Jr. And Gossett received an Academy Award for his role back when that meant something. So in the movie, Richard Gere played a guy named Zach Mayo. Mayo had grown up in an abusive home. He had to learn to fight on the streets. He was a rough-as-a-cob character who decided one day that the way out of his plight was to join the Navy. And specifically, he wanted to be an aviator, an officer aviator. Well, his abusive father mocked him, told him he'd never make it, but he was accepted to the officer candidate school. And that's where he met the Marine drill sergeant played by Louis Gossett Jr. And Gossett's character had the streetwise Mayo pegged right away, man. Had him pegged and looked for every opportunity to kick him out. But Mayo persevered, was actually exceeding most of the course requirements. But he was also kind of riding a razor's edge, if you know what I mean, with his street smarts keeping him on the edge of honor violations all the time. Well, the bottom line is that the drill sergeant finally caught him, and so began a weekend of unmerciful hazing, the kind of hazing that drill sergeants can't do anymore because it might hurt someone's feelings. And then came the fateful moment in the movie with Mayo on his back doing flutter kicks and soaking wet from sweat and being hosed down with a hose by the drill sergeant. When the drill sergeant told him there was nothing he could do, he was recommending him to be dismissed from the course. Well, what happened next is the reason I'm telling you all this. In one of the best acting moments that I've ever seen, Mayo dropped his facade, his tough guy facade, and he yelled with tears in his eyes, he yelled, "Don't you do it." And the drill sergeant yelled back, "You give me one good reason," to which Mayo answered with some epic emotion. He says, "Because I got nowhere else to go. I got nowhere else to go." It was a turning point in the entire storyline. Mayo realized and accepted and rebelled all at the same time because he saw no other options. Mayo had literally, at least as far as he knew, nowhere else to go. He had no other options in his life that he could see. Mayo had sunk everything into changing his life for the better, and this was his ticket. He was committed to it. And the drill sergeant suddenly realized right then that he wasn't just a gatekeeper to the profession of arms. In that case, he was the gatekeeper to the rest of someone else's life. Nowhere else to go? What do? Well, when you got nowhere else to go, you double down, you go all in. That's what you do. Now, I won't tell you the rest of the movie. It's really worth watching if you're looking for a weekend couch potato movie. But I told you that it was something else I saw first that reminded me of that scene that brought that movie to mind. It was a guy on social media. And I retweeted it this morning on Twitter if you want to check it out, @SenPhilWilliams, S-E-N, @SenPhilWilliams. The picture was just a dude holding up a handmade sign. It was a very unremarkable picture, except that he was holding up a sign that was pretty remarkable in and of itself. A handmade sign, and here's what it said. It said, "This is the USA. There is no one coming to our rescue if things go sideways. No one will be resupplying us. No one will airdrop food, ammunition, or medicine. There is no place to escape for freedom. This is it." I'm telling you, it really caught my attention. Think about it. There are nations that would come to our aid to an extent, but there's no one who has the resources that we do. How many of us believe, too, that it would be in our best interest if things got bad to cross the border to Mexico for refuge? No. And Canada to our north, well, you know, they're friendly, they're westernized, but they're a socialist government by and large. And besides, this is home. In a day and age when we've already experienced the disaster of 9/11 and we see Iran running pell-mell toward nuclear weapons, shouting all the while, "Death to America!" We should be building strength and readiness, but instead we're trapped in the throes of an administration whose sole focus with the military is to institute social justice experimentation. While military recruiting is in a 50-year slump and the ranks are being decimated by an ill-advised COVID vaccine mandate. All right, there's that. How about our economic infrastructure? We currently have the most impeded supply chain in anyone's memory, coupled with a crippling 9.1% inflation rate, the highest in four decades. If Wall Street saw a major cyber attack right now, what would the recovery time be? And for those who are already living paycheck to paycheck, what then? And I see the President of the United States, on a separate note, and his progressive allies calling for the packing of the Supreme Court, combined with Biden even saying himself that no constitutional amendments are absolute. This is not an unpredictable, not-so-veiled threat against the liberties that have made this nation the envy of the world. I'm telling you, there are reasons to be concerned, but here's the bottom line. This is the United States of America, the country that put a man on the moon. We fought and won two world wars with resources and strength and assets unparalleled in the history of the world. If the U.S. went down, then it would mean that freedom around the world went down with it. There is literally nowhere else to go. That's why I'm so ardent and passionate about the fact that we must build and strategize and build some more. We must have leaders in positions of leadership and not just feckless electors who won a popularity contest in some kind of state or federal election. We must always and at all times examine the laws being proposed through the lens of freedom, using the measuring stick of the Constitution. We must hold true to the values and the principles that have made us great, not because we're scared to change, but because some things like liberty are not worth changing. That's why I get out of bed in the morning, to remind myself and those of you listening that it's okay to say things like Jesus is Lord and America is great. I love living in Alabama. And by the way, I do believe that life is in fact worth living. And by God, I will not sit idly by and just say nothing when forces both internal or external seek to put out the lights in the city on the hill. I agree with Mayo from Officer and a Gentleman. There's nowhere else to go. And I agree with that random sign guy on social media. There's no place to escape to for freedom. This is it. That's why it's so important that we take the stands, that we speak up, that we go to the meetings, that we run for office, that we find the best candidates, that we build the best school systems, that we enforce the laws, that we basically teach our kids why this place is so great and why we love it here. And at every turn, make sure that we always make those decisions that we make on the basis of liberty. This is it. Nowhere else to go. This is our house. Defend it. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. If that ain't red meat for you, I don't know what is. That's a big, juicy steak of red meat right there is what that is. Of course, if you could afford steak in Bidenomics. Anyway, I'm just saying, no other place to go. Keep what we've got intact and make it stronger all the while. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We got more.